Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now to that rumbling round the Dáil, the failure to elect a Taoiseach, the furore over the Regional Independence Technical Group speaking time, allegations that the government are trying to subvert democracy, and international media picking up on what's being described as chaotic scenes in the Dáil. I'm joined now by Alan Kelly of Labour and Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
Alan Kelly, what's going on?
At the moment, so the Dáil is suspended until tomorrow morning, unfortunately, and there's various meetings, I presume, going to take place tonight because there is an impasse, and if this impasse isn't dealt with in the interim, I'm not sure where we'll be going tomorrow either. This issue has to be dealt with.
You know, describe to listeners what this impasse is all about, because people are looking at chaotic scenes and hearing them, and they're wondering, what is it all about? From your perspective, what's happening?
Without getting into the boring mechanics of the seating and speaking rights in the Dáil Chamber, in simple terms, this is ensuring that people who negotiated the programme for government, TDs, democratically elected, who are part of the government, who have said that they will do everything to support the government in good and bad times, don't get to take some of the opposition's speaking time and resources. Simply put, we cannot countenance or allow a scenario where Danny Healy-Ray will stand up in opposition time, in opposition speaking time, with opposition resources, and question his own brother, who's part of the government as well, on issues relating to agriculture, for instance.
OK, let me bring in Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil to answer that.
And the public get this. And Micheál Martin has said that this isn't an issue the public get. Being honest with you, I've rarely ever seen an issue where people are so enraged, because they understand it. It's very simple. Democracy is very simple. You cannot have a scenario whereby members of the government are in the opposition. It's as simple
Thomas
as that.
Byrne of Fianna Fáil, Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin said Micheál Martin and Michael Lowry are trying to subvert normal procedures in the Dáil.
That's not the case. What we had today, I'm afraid to say, Cormac, were ugly anti-democratic scenes where when the Cairn Corridor decided to allow Deputy Albert Dolan to speak on the nomination of a Taoiseach, our fundamental constitutional duty to get a Taoiseach government in place, he and she were shouted down by the opposition. And it did feel like a bit of a one-act play where people had their lines rehearsed and various parts in play. And I have to say, it's particularly galling coming from the Labour Party, who said, put up their hands and said, no thanks, we're not going into government. The Social Democrats as well, no thanks, we're not going into government. And yet they prevent a government being elected today. And I think that's the fundamental issue.
Because they feel it's stymieing democracy in the Dáil.
It's absolutely not the case. These issues about speaking times, about resources, are always an issue at the start of every single Dáil term, including when Fianna Fáil went into opposition in 2011. And they're not always resolved at the start, but they, as sure as night follows day, these issues always get resolved to everybody's satisfaction.
We've never had a situation like this, though, have we? Where
we have
regional an independent group sits down and agrees a programme for government with various parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and then some of that group go off to the opposition. It's unprecedented, this.
It's not. In reality, what the Cairn Corridor said today is that she invited submissions from all the parties. She will come to a conclusion on them before the Dáil comes back again. And in the meantime, our job is to elect a government. And we were, as a TD representing my constituents, I was prevented by Labour, Sock Dems and Sinn Féin shouting down the opposition altogether. I was prevented from exercising my right, and I would say my duty, to elect a government. And I think these were disgraceful scenes today.
Alan
these are
Kelly.
Unprecedented scenes that we have never before seen in Dáil Éireann.
Preventing democracy, Alan.
Oh, it's laughable to be listening to Thomas. He doesn't even know the operations of the Dáil. The Cairn Corridor called for nominations of Taoiseach, and yet there hadn't been an order of business agreed. You can't even call for nominations of Taoiseach without an order of business, which was meant to be voted on. So he actually factually is incorrect.
But that was the business of the day, wasn't it? To elect a Taoiseach.
The business of the day was the business.
Thomas,
maybe get some education on the proceedings of the Dáil. The proceedings of the Dáil, the order of business has to be agreed. And then you go to nominations to Taoiseach. That didn't happen. But getting back to Thomas's points. What happened today was the opposition stood up to this Sleevein-type politics, which Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have engaged in trying to facilitate deputies who negotiated the programme for government who will support them, taken away from opposition time. And I want to say this out straight. I have spoken to so many decent Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs and senators in the last week, and indeed today. They are going out and having to defend this. They don't believe a word of it. They, if they were in opposition, would be doing exactly the same as us. They should be doing the exact... Well, it wouldn't happen. We are here ensuring that we're not the laughing stock of the world. The first parliament, the first chamber ever, where the opposition is made up of members of government who will question their own government on the policies of the day. Sure, no one credibly could stand over that. This issue has to be dealt with before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, or else we will go through what we went through again.
Well, Thomas
today.
Byrne, isn't that the case? Only a few days ago, Micheál Martin was saying, in relation to Michael Lowry's role here, he's not in government. He's not a minister, he says. Well, by God, if he's not, his ideas, backed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael about this technical group, are causing chaos, aren't they?
Well, we've had an election in this country in accordance with our laws, in accordance with our constitution. We're now in a position where Micheál Martin is a leader who clearly will have the support in a vote for Taoiseach in the Dáil. And he was prevented, we were prevented from having that vote to put into place the results of the election today. We were prevented by people shouting and roaring, gesticulating, standing up, stopping the Ceann Comhairle doing her work, stopping Deputy Albert Dolan speaking, and he was called to speak, Alan, by the Ceann
Comhairle. The order business wasn't agreed.
Alan, look, the order. You walked off the pitch. Labour walked, said, we don't want to be in government, we can't do it, it's too much pressure.
Micheál Martin made it abundantly clear that he didn't want us in the meeting, and you can ask your own colleagues that.
Well, does the Ceann Comhairle, Thomas, have legal advice that this is permissible, what's happening with the technical group?
But sure, the Ceann Comhairle said that she's going to... Like, at the end of the day...
Does the government have legal advice?
The Dáil decides its own standing orders. And every single time there's an election, there's various groups, there's different combinations of parties, and the Dáil sits down and agrees on this.
That's a relevant question, because I had the Deputy Ceann Comhairle in the previous Dáil, Catherine Connolly, tell me that she believes it's not within the purview of the standing orders as she understands it. Well, now, do you have legal advice that it is?
The Ceann Comhairle, in all my experience at Dáil Éireann, and I have never experienced what I saw today. I have never seen the shouting and roaring, the gesticulation.
Do you have legal advice to say it's allowed?
I have never seen what happened today.
No, that's not the question. Hang on a second here now. That's not the question. Because if it's not allowed under the law or the standing orders, then we have a problem.
No, the position is that the Ceann Comhairle makes a ruling in the Dáil. In fact, there's a book of Ceann Comhairle's readings gone back over the decades, which people use as precedent for how the Dáil operates. The Ceann Comhairle wasn't allowed to implement her decision today, which was actually simply to allow an election of Taoiseach and to discuss all the issues. And I'm totally in favour of every single TD having the right to speak. And I agree with Padraig Tobin. I rarely agree with him, okay. But he was right.
Thomas Byrne, Alan Kelly, we'll break for just one moment. Stay with us, Sarah.
Yeah, we're going to go now to government buildings and to Barry Lenehan, because
Sarah,
Micheál Martin. Taoiseach, go on,
Micheál
Barry. Yeah.
Leader Micheál Martin, Fine Gael leader Simon Harris about to speak.
Good evening, everyone. What happened in Dáil Éireann today was utterly farcical. The people's representatives gathered to discharge their constitutional duty and obligation to elect a Taoiseach and to elect a government. The people's representatives gathered to discharge their constitutional duty and obligation to elect a Taoiseach and to elect a government. There was a clear majority of the people's representatives ready, willing to elect Micheál Martin as Taoiseach and to elect the next government and get on with the people's work. And there is much work to do. Instead, what we saw was an effort to obstruct, an effort to shout down, an effort to disrespect the Ceann Comhairle and her constitutional office, and ultimately preventing a majority of the democratically elected representatives of Dáil Éireann to discharge their duty and their mandate to elect a Taoiseach. Today was unprecedented, unseemly, and tomorrow Dáil Éireann must reconvene and must elect a Taoiseach and get on with the urgent work of government.
Could I say that what we witnessed today was the subversion of the Irish Constitution. The most fundamental obligation of the Dáil is to elect a Taoiseach and indeed to elect a government. That opportunity was denied today by a premeditated, coordinated and choreographed position by the opposition and particularly by Sinn Féin Party. There was numerous attempts to facilitate agreement. At various times people thought agreements had been arrived at, and it became very clear to us that there was no intention ever to reach agreement on the nomination of a Taoiseach or a government today. This is the first time, I think, in over 100 years that the Dáil has failed to elect a government to fulfil its constitutional obligation. There is nothing more fundamental that the Dáil has to do, is obliged to do, than elect the government. And any other issues pale in significance in comparison to that fundamental obligation. The people have voted in a general election. There was a majority of the people's representatives in Dáil Éireann today prepared to elect a government. They were denied the opportunity to vote. That is a fundamental subversion of the Constitution and of our democracy. And it is unacceptable and unprecedented.
Well, so what happens if this we meet again tomorrow, we all go in and the exact same thing happens? What is the compromise that the government are willing to reach, or is there any compromise that you're going to offer Sinn Féin to try and get this sorted out?
See, government cannot involve itself in the formation of groups or technical groups. I find it absurd, the idea that government would involve itself, or because on another day, if government had the power, or the executive had the power to say what constitutes a technical group and what doesn't, there would be really extreme opposition to that, and rightly so, because it's a matter for the Dáil, and it's a matter for the reform of standing orders. And it was agreed earlier today that there would be that the Dáil Reform Committee would be established this evening, named, established, and it would meet tomorrow at midday. And I think Hildegard and Cormac can take you through that, because the resolution to the issues that have been raised lies in a reform or a change in standing orders. But let's be honest, these are not issues that in any shape or form justify the failure to fulfil our constitutional obligation.
And Louise,
the issue is nowhere. The actions of the opposition, the actions of Sinn Féin today, were disproportionate, wholly disproportionate to the issue at hand, which could have been resolved through proper process.
And Louise, just to say, I mean, I think Louise uses the word compromise, and whilst, of course, government and opposition parties can always engage on issues in relation to Dáil business, and we're willing to do that. And our Chief Whip, the Fianna Fáil Chief Whip, engaged today on that matter. A committee was due to meet tomorrow to progress that issue. But there's one thing you can't compromise on, and it's not within anyone's mandate to compromise on, and that's Bunreacht na hÉireann. That's the Constitution of Ireland and discharging our duties. And the idea that when there are so many pressing issues, when people turned on their television today to see the outworkings of the general election deliver a new government for them, that that was deprived due to stunt politics, is utterly disgraceful. Mary Lou MacDonald came into Dáil Éireann today with one intention, and one intention only, to stop Micheál Martin being elected Taoiseach, and therefore to deprive the people of Ireland of the outworkings of the last general election. There is a majority of democratically elected representatives. We hear a lot about mandates. Respect my mandate. There's only one leader who spoke today in Dáil Éireann, by the way, the Sinn Féin leader. Neither the leader of Fianna Fáil nor the leader of Fine Gael got to open their mouth. There was only one leader who spoke, and she spoke with one purpose and one purpose only: to stop a government being formed, to stop a Taoiseach being elected, to obstruct, to spin, to divert and to distract, to conflate different issues. But there is no conflating, and the people of Ireland will see through this. The people of Ireland are smart and canny, and they know exactly what happened today. What happened today was stunt politics on speed, led by Mary Lou MacDonald.
Not the only party.
Correct, she was able to...
And on that press conference goes Taoiseach Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, speaking with reporters. I'll return to Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil and Alan Kelly of Labour. Can I get your reaction to that, Alan Kelly, first of all? Micheál Martin says this is a fundamental subversion of the Constitution and our democracy. It's unacceptable and unprecedented, he said.
I think those words are going to follow Micheál Martin. I think it is outrageous that as a possible incoming Taoiseach, former Taoiseach, current Taoiseach, would say that members of Dáil Éireann who are trying to, on behalf of the citizens of Ireland, uphold Dáil Éireann, uphold the Chamber of Dáil Éireann, uphold the principles around which democracy works, is subversive. I think those words should haunt him. for the rest of his career.
But is he because not right in saying that this is the first
time? It is the most outrageous thing I have heard from somebody in his status in a long, long, long time. I mean, hold on a second. He said a number of other things, mm-hmm. right? He also said that, you know what, that it wasn't, the government can solve this issue, working with everybody else, but they won't. They've refused to meet with the leaders of other parties today. He also said they don't get involved in creating groups. But you know what? They do get involved in manufacturing who gets to be Count Corla. So they do get involved when it suits them, and they don't get involved when it doesn't suit them. And Neil Martin is totally wrong when he says the public aren't interested in this.
He says any other issue pales in significance. He said any other issue pales in significance to the failure to elect
the principles.
It's the first time in over 100 years that the Dáil has failed to elect a Taoiseach, he says.
And I'm glad it happened. The principles around which Dáil Éireann, any chamber, any democracy should work, are worth fighting for. And we fought for them today. I'm glad my colleagues in the Labour Party and others in opposition fought for the rights of the Irish people to be represented properly. Where would you have the farcical scenario where opposition is flooded by people who are actually in government, asking questions of government? It's a farce. Everybody I've spoken to in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael agrees with me. That's the ironic thing. Everyone I've spoken to, people who've actually had to do interviews, it's embarrassing. And for Micheál Martin to come out and say that today, I think those words should
haunt him. He is accusing you and the opposition of a premeditated, choreographed subversion of the Constitution.
Yeah, and I think those words should haunt him for the rest of his career, because that is not what happened today. What happened today was the opposition united, by the way, which doesn't often happen, in fighting to ensure that the chamber called Dáil Éireann does its business appropriately, representing the people of Ireland in the way in which it should. There are four members of government who want to sit in the opposition, who want to ask their own government questions, who want to take resources and take time off everyone else. Everybody listening to this knows that is wrong. If Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, and in particular Micheál Martin, has that statement, doesn't get that, well, then he has actually a big problem.
We'll leave it there. Alan Kelly of Labour, thank you very much indeed. Thomas Byrne of Fianna Fáil, thank you as well. 51551, we are inundated with texts here, but keep them coming. We'll get to them shortly.